Hello and welcome to the Alonzo Child
Sunday with Football Show. Hey, Coach, how we doing tonight?
Doing all right.
Well, we had a rough weekend, it looks like, at the game last week. Tell us a little bit about what happened.
Yeah, last week, as soon as we got up the mountains in North Carolina, we thought it was going to be like a pretty sunny day with good weather or whatever else, but obviously the wind wasn't in our favor, considering there was a running team. They only threw the ball like three times, so they got kind of lucky with two of the balls they threw up.
Well, Coach, I know the guys gave 100% for you and worked hard all week. And, you know, I'm sure you can come away. What good things did we get out of the game that you can look at, the positives?
Well, as in total turnovers, we had five turnovers, three interceptions and two forced fumbles. Overall, team defense was good. They saved us considering the wind was up really high. The offense couldn't pass the ball like we wanted to, so we had to rely on our running game.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Coach. Even though we had a loss, I think the Sun Devils have done pretty good this year. We're at the halfway point through the season. And what's your thoughts through the halfway point? What you take on the team so far? After the last couple games you have heading into this game this week against the NC Avengers?
Right now, the way I look at it is more like last year, our offense was more of stuck together and defense was in a kabobble the whole season. This season, it seems like defense is more sight or more stacked or whatever else. And on offense, we did all the talking before season time and stuff like that, communicating with each other. It seemed like we're kind of losing that now that certain people are not at certain games, so it kind of throws the whole offense off.
Yeah. Well, that happens from time to time on some teams, and I know you're going to get guys ready for this game this week. Coach, tell us a little bit about the NC Avengers. You are playing it at home this week. This team is 1-2 coming into the game versus your Sun Devils at 3 p.m. in Spartanburg. Tell us a little bit about the NC Avengers or what you know about them so far other than their 1-2 record.
I mean, so far that I've heard and kind of seen, they're more of a running team, straight up the gut, ISO plays, and mostly quick slants, try to hurry up and get the ball into some speed receiver hands and let them make plays.
I think your offense is going to do well because we do know you like to do the smash mouth. Sounds like you're going to be two smash mouth teams going after each other.
Yeah, once we come out, we're going to run the ball, see what they're as far as defense-wise. I know they got some wide splits on defense, like a wide nine defense. So we're going to try to take advantage of that. We're going to run the ball a lot. And if we got to, we'll rely on our passing game.
Well, tell us a little bit about the player of the game, Coach. Kenneth Martin, middle linebacker and center. What did he do in this past game that created him to be the player of the game? And sounds like he had a pretty good game based on what you told me.
Oh, yes. He had a forced fumble, a sack. What was it? Three to four solo tackles, and eight assist tackles.
Sounds like he's the heart and soul of the team, being a center and also the middle linebacker. He's having to lead both sides of the ball.
Yeah, he's a good stature guy, probably around 5'11", 255, 260. He's pretty good for his size as far as moving. He definitely holds everybody accountable for what they're doing, so he's a big part of this team.
Well, Coach, we also have the Silver Cloud Photography player profile, and this week it's Angelo Silva, running back, linebacker. And Silver Cloud Photography, folks, the official photographer of the Carolina Sun Devils and the Carolina Cowboys. If you need pictures done, whether it's family or sports, call EJ with Silver Cloud Photography either on Facebook or Instagram. And like I said, Coach, it's a player profile. It's Angelo Silva. Tell me a little bit about running back linebacker Mr. Silva and how he did this past week.
Yeah, he did fairly good considering we had to run the ball a lot. We didn't do as great as we wanted to, but still yet we got to improve on that. As far as defense-wise, if I'm not mistaken, he had five tackles for loss, eight solo tackles, and almost an interception.
Sounds like you had a very busy day. How's our quarterbacks doing, Coach?
Oh, the quarterback doing well. This previous game, our league owner actually said it too. If it wasn't for the wind or whatever else and that would probably been a blowout game for us. But as always, every game come with different tasks and stuff like that. So we're not going to blame it on a win. We're just going to take the loss and move on from it and get better.
Exactly. That's the way to do it. How's the injuries look this week? Did we come out nice and safe this week, or did we have anybody that's hurt?
Oh, just one cramp, but we got over that pretty easy. that seemed to be it. Not to mention the guys that we already had on the team prior, we done added a couple more talents to the team or whatever else. Considering it's mid-season, we won't get to see too much of them. It's going to be pretty much like a tryout task for those guys.
So you're already thinking about next year?
Yes, sir.
Hey, that's the way to do it. You got to plan for the future. And seems like your Sun Devils are definitely got what it takes to be a contender no matter what. So, well, Coach, tell me a little bit about your defensive secondary and how they are coming along. And we're going to just break down all facets of your team right now. Like I said, since we're halfway through the season, give me your take. Plus and minuses so far on your secondary?
Secondary, as of last game, it was pretty good. They didn't get nothing but two passes through the air, even though they were deep balls. It was kind of like a mismatch with a 6'5 receiver and a 6'2 corner. He jumped up pretty early and sometimes come down pretty quicker than what he thinks. But far as a total secondary, we ended that game with 3 interceptions. Right now we had 6 total for the full season, for 4 games. So right now we're on a good track, but it could be better. We're gonna keep the communication going and see if we can pull it out.
Well, I would ask you about your linebackers, but based on every game that we've had, the linebacker crew seems to be definitely becoming the players of the game. Seems like they're keeping you in the game a lot. And so we got a good feeling that they're an A-plus right now. What about your defensive line? How are they hanging? I know we had one game where they just completely blew everybody that they played against off the ball on the offense. And
that game right there, ending our last game, we had 4 total sacks. The rushing yard was not even over 40, if I'm not mistaken. It wasn't over 40 yards we gave up. And the funny thing is, those 2 linebackers are our 2nd and 3rd leading tacklers. The other linebacker is the 1st leading tackler with 50
tackles. Wow.
For the full season.
And how about your offensive line? How are they holding up protecting your QB and making sure they make the holes for your running back?
Right now, like any other young, so we're not all the way there yet far as size matching up with other people, but yet we can do best as we can with what we got. We didn't give up a sack all season until last game, which we gave up 1 sack the whole game. So we definitely gonna get to the game early, go over our protections, do what we need to do, and definitely come out with a major win. As far as on my side, what I'm thinking for tomorrow, definitely come out with a major win.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of teams, based on the sacks that your team's been getting, the fact that your guys have not let up but just 1 sack, and that was last game, has got to make you happy considering they're undersized.
Oh, yes, sir. Not on that, we're kind of young. Almost every team in the league got older linemen, like within their 28s and 30s, and very big. Not only that, only thing that we got that's holding us together, that we're young, we're fresh, we definitely get after you. Because older guys really don't want to move like that.
Yeah. You wouldn't be talking about the old guys, would you, Coach?
I'm old, too. I can tell you I don't want to move.
I hear you. All right, and how about your wide receiver course? How the guys catch the balls and move them chains as fast as you want them to? How are we doing on the wide receiver course?
Wide receiver core, we ain't did what we expected to do coming in the season, what we had our goals for. We definitely slacking in that area. But every week is a different task for us, considering you never know who's going to miss what game. But when we do have our star receivers or our best receivers out there, we can give anybody problems at any different times. Because all our receivers are fast, not only that, kind of witty guys. One of our receivers that really nobody thought that was going to do anything, right now he's leading our team in touchdowns and yardage.
There you go. You never judge a book by its cover.
Yes, sir.
All right, Coach. Well, also, let me I wanted to get your take on the NFL offseason. We've seen so many moves lately. Tell me what you think is the best move that's happened in the NFL offseason as far as free agency that you've seen.
Honestly, what I'm looking at, the Jets did good by getting Le'Veon Bell, but the biggest factor that I've seen, considering they made, I think almost made the playoffs last year, is the Cleveland Browns. So you add Odell Beckham, you got him with Jarvis Landry, and now that you just keep adding on to the offense, it's going to be real crazy for anybody to try to stop them on any point of the game.
Yeah, all I've heard is a fantasy football dream.
Oh, yes. I'm planning on getting everybody from Cleveland.
Now, Coach, you wouldn't turn down all your Miami players now. How's Miami done in the offseason for you?
Pretty much trying to figure out who our quarterback going to be. Everybody's doing pretty good as far as health. Seems like we're doing some different things in the offseason that's kind of surprising me, like the whole WWE wrestling or whatever else. We're doing the whole drill with the ring and the mats and stuff like that, so it's pretty cool.
Nothing like adding a little Vince McMahon XFL to you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Coach, I just want to tell you I appreciate you coming on tonight, and good luck to your team this weekend. I know we're going to get the W this time around, and for anybody that's out there listening, make sure you get out to the field, support the Sun Devils. They need you out there. It's a great group of guys that work hard and go out there and you know, it's what I would say is they are hard-working football players, the kind that you want to get behind, because, you know, it's not about the money. It's all about the passion and love for the game. Coach, I just want to say I think you're doing a great job with these gentlemen, and good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you, sir. Go Devils.
Amen. All right, Coach. Well, we'll see you next Friday night, and you have a great one, and go Sun Devils. And my prediction this week, Coach, I think you're going to pull it out 21-17.
Let's do it.
All right. Take care, Coach. And listen again to Alonzo Chiles' Coach's Show next Friday night. Have a good one.